Chapter 2. My child is showing some of the dyslexic characteristics. What do I do now? Dealing with our emotions when we realize our child might be struggling for legitimate reasons. This is a time of great uncertainty and also confusion. Please understand that many parents have been in this position before you. Regardless of this fact, you may be feeling many different strong emotions: overwhelmed, concerned, guilty, angry, desperate, defensive, protective, upset, and emotional. Maybe you're even feeling a little relieved that through your own research, you might have discovered why your child is not learning as well as others. Now you can work out what to do to help them. Some of you will feel like you knew that something was not quite right all along and feel relieved because you are finally getting some answers as to what might be wrong with your child. Some of you will feel like you've just been punched in the stomach because maybe it's official. Your child does have a learning disability. Does this mean they have a life of hardship and no future to look forward to? Others will be feeling just plain confused because they have no idea what to do next. It is also perfectly understandable and normal if you feel overwhelmed. If your child has been struggling for some time and you have no knowledge of dyslexia and how it may be impacting on your child, it is a worrying time. Beware of well-meaning people who slow you down. Often as parents, we will try to understand and solve our children's difficulties by talking with our family, other parents, friends, and even teachers to clarify our own thoughts and to seek their opinions. Although this can be helpful, be careful. You need to understand that there have been many advances in the study of dyslexia and other learning disabilities in the last 5 to 10 years. Your child is an individual, and it is important not to get caught up in what others may or may not think. Many common myths exist about dyslexia, and many people have their own opinion and definition of what it is. Unfortunately, many of these are incorrect and often too simple to even begin to really describe what it means to be dyslexic. Don't be misled or allow these people to sidetrack you and slow you down. In order to help your child and get the facts, you need to start your own research and seek the opinion of an expert as soon as possible. Where do I find the time or the money to deal with dyslexia? I'm sure there are those of you who are concerned about the time and money required to deal with this issue. I'm sure there are some of you who have suspected for some time that your child had a learning disability and did not know how to tackle it, and so did nothing, or decided to opt for a "let's wait and see" approach. We are all guilty of making excuses for our children and finding plenty of reasons why they may not be coping at school. This is not a time for guilt, although it is a normal byproduct of good parenting. This is a time for action. Please remember that the knowledge you will gain from reading this and other recommended books, as well as the websites and resources provided, will give you the confidence you need to help your child. The time it takes to turn your child into a happy, confident, changed human being can be as short as a matter of months. Educated, supportive parents are the difference. It is as simple as that. Some money and time will be required to get it right, but if you spend your money carefully and use your time wisely, it will be an investment that will pay enormous dividends. That is what this book is for, to give you the confidence to help you to understand where to start, what you should spend your money on, and what to do next. It is the beginning of your education, and through this, your child's enormous everyday struggle with their education might just slowly begin to subside. Remember though, there is no miracle overnight cure. Not yet, anyway. Many children with dyslexia feel like they are constantly hitting their heads against a brick wall as they try to cope with school tasks. Some of them have even stopped looking at the walls because it becomes too stressful and too difficult to even consider overcoming such huge learning obstacles. By becoming educated, you are giving your child an incredible gift. You will help them to begin to see over the tops of those walls and perhaps even lower them so they can get right over. Having you on their team is really what matters to your struggling child. It will make them feel more confident and more capable to tackle those walls that they face every day. And we all know confidence is king. How can I possibly learn all I need to know about dyslexia to support my child? When you begin this journey of dyslexic discovery, you may lack confidence and feel like it is such a huge responsibility that you can't possibly achieve it. Maybe you're thinking you do not have the education, the emotional strength, or the time it takes to really help your child. And what happens if you get it wrong? Don't let excuses hold you back. If it helps, look at it like this. When we are at secondary school, college, or university, we complete a series of subjects each year. Some we choose. They are called electives, such as drama and woodwork. And other subjects are compulsory, like mathematics and English. You have just chosen to study an elective subject. Your child and dyslexia, just one subject for the whole year. The time and effort required to study this can be likened to going back to school to study just one subject. You will read or listen to about the same number of books, make notes, research, and spend time talking to teachers and specialists. The best part is you get to decide how to gauge your success in this subject. It may be your child's newfound happiness and increasing confidence levels, or a particular success in a certain subject area. Don't allow helping and supporting your child to become a task so frightening that you do not feel you can do it. Remember to keep it in perspective. Once you start this journey, you will find hundreds of other parents who are doing exactly the same thing, helping their children with dyslexia to be successful. So here's what you need to do to get started. How to create a diary and a research file for your child with dyslexia. This does not have to take months to put together, although it should be an ongoing collection of information. It doesn't need to be too time-consuming either. Your daily diary, some plastic pocket folders, a plastic storage tub, and a note or exercise book is about all you will need. Get started with those items you already have. Take notes. Use the diary or notepad that you use on a daily basis to jot down and date quick notes to describe a difficulty your child may be having with a task. These notes will become a valuable resource to help identify what your child's weaknesses are and will help to determine what support and assistance they may require. Keep track of school reports. Put any past assessments or school reports into one date-ordered plastic pocket folder. Start collecting examples of your child's work. This can include schoolwork, project work, artwork, computer work, even photos of items they have created. This collection is important. Make sure it is dated and labelled. Through it, you will begin to see patterns of your child's learning and understanding. Ask teachers to make sure they send home your child's work from time to time, so you can see it, or drop by the classroom and collect it for yourself. Often children work in workbooks, which need to remain at school for the whole year. When they finally do arrive home, go through them and photocopy or cut pages out for your file. Collect pages which show you what they do well and what they struggle with. Make a list to help you. Summarize their school strengths and weaknesses. Talk to your child. Sit down with your child and ask them what they find hard and what they find easy. Your child is smart, and they generally know which tasks they love at school and which they hate. You can use the list of dyslexic indicators as a prompt to give you an idea of any questions you may like to ask your child. Make a list of these. If they are too little to do this yet, watch, listen, and observe them at play, at home, and at school. Talk to teachers. Make a time to speak to all your child's classroom teachers, including specialist teachers. Ask them to tell you what your child's strengths and weaknesses are. School reports are helpful to a point, but you need detail. Ask them to use the school curriculum. The curriculum is a school document that describes what your child will be taught in each subject during a particular year level. Ask teachers to give you specifics. By doing this, you may begin to feel empowered. This process will give you a good and positive feeling, and it is a great place for you to start. It also lets the teachers know you are seeking answers from them regarding your child's learning difficulties and ensures they understand that they need to be accountable. This can assist you in future by making your child's teachers more conscientious and thoughtful regarding your child. You must develop a positive and open line of communication with your child's teachers, as this is important for your future success in helping your child. You may need to consider giving the teachers some forewarning of what you are seeking via a note, email, or phone before you arrive. This will give them time to prepare some information for you. This way, you will get a better, more considered response from them. Make a detailed list of all your child's strengths. This list is very important and will be even better if you can give examples of how your child demonstrates these strengths. Make it a list that you add to constantly. Make sure it includes everything. Consider academic strengths, social strengths, personality strengths, sporting or physical strengths, and family strengths. Nothing should be missed. Start watching them and adding to the list when you see they are doing something really well. Don't forget to ask other valued people what they consider your child's strengths to be. The close family dynamic between a child and a parent or carer can often change the way children behave and conduct themselves in your presence. Ask others outside of your immediate family whose opinion you trust and value to contribute to your list. You might just be presently surprised by what you hear. No strength is too small or irrelevant to be included. This important list can become the basis for any future decisions you may make regarding your child's education and future. It may even show you what you need to do next to help them learn, increase their confidence, and to begin to experience more success. Make a detailed list of all your child's weaknesses. It is also important to make a list of your child's weaknesses. Make this more in point form, and if you can, include an example of how this weakness was demonstrated or identified. This will help you later to put strategies into place to help your child compensate for and overcome these weaknesses. You will also see that a weakness, like a reluctance to write, can be easily overcome if one of your child's strengths is excellent word processing skills. It may not be that your child has nothing to say, more that writing it with a pen or pencil is too difficult for them. Another example is a child who is terrible at their times tables when writing down the answers, but has a high accuracy rate if they are allowed to answer verbally. Create a collection of resources that support your child's strengths. Put together a collection of items that support your child's strengths. You can include such things as certificates, medals, ribbons, awards, CDs of singing or music, DVDs of their performances, blueprints of designs they have created, letters of recommendation, references, trophies, and so on. Sometimes the best place for this collection is where your child can see it, on a bedroom wall or on a shelf. This will then serve as a constant reminder of all the things they do well. This research file is critical. It can show you so much about your child that you need to see and to focus on. You can make your child aware of this research file if you choose, and ask them to help you to include items they are satisfied, happy with, and proud of. Sometimes as parents, we get so caught up in the fact that our child is struggling at school that we stop being balanced in our view of them as people. A learning disability can be overwhelming for families, parents, and children. Sometimes focusing on our children's strengths can put their weaknesses back into perspective. Strengths are also a great focus to have when we want to help our children to be successful.